1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
There's been a lot written about the closing of the American mind. Back in 1987, Professor Alan Bloom wrote a book by that title. Bloom, who taught at the University of Chicago, lamented the decay of the humanities and the pervasive relativism on the American University campus. He wrote about the spiritual rootlessness of his students and their unconnectedness to tradition. This year, a new book appeared entitled The Closing of the Liberal Mind, How Groupthink and Intolerance Define the Left. Author Kim Holmes writes about how college campuses are becoming increasingly intolerant and hostile to diverse viewpoints. Liberalism is becoming illiberal, not only threatening free speech, but also freedom of conscience and our constitutional rights, not to mention the fact that it is ruining many a university. It is this kind of atmosphere that you will not find at strong Christian colleges, like the one I'll be moving to later this month, Colorado Christian University. Intentionally, Christian universities have convictional moorings that preserve their life and soul. They care about goodness, beauty, and truth. More than that, they care about Jesus Christ, in whom, they believe, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. CCU not only embraces the mission of Christ-centered education as a conservative evangelical Christian university, it holds to biblical inerrancy and the NAE Statement of Faith. It also has a set of strategic objectives that make it rather unique. These were formulated under the leadership of its late president, Bill Armstrong. These 13 strategic objectives make it very unique as a Christian school. Let me read them for you. It says, Colorado Christian University shall, 1, honor Christ and share the love of Christ on campus and around the world. 2, teach students to trust the Bible, live holy lives, and be evangelists. 3, be a magnet for outstanding students and prepare them for positions of significant leadership in the church, business, government, and professions by offering an excellent education in strategic disciplines. 4, teach students how to learn. 5, teach students how to think for themselves. 6, teach students how to speak and write clearly and effectively. 7, give students significant opportunities to serve our Lord while they're at CCU and to help them develop a lifetime habit of such service. 8, impact our culture in support of traditional family values, sanctity of life, compassion for the poor, biblical view of human nature, limited government, personal freedom, free markets, natural law, original intent of the Constitution, and Western civilization. 9, be seekers of truth. 10, debunk spent ideas and those who traffic in them. 11, ask God to multiply our time and ability to the glory of His great name. 12, be a servant of the church and build up the body of Christ. And 13, become a great university. These 13 objectives were adopted by the Board of Trustees to serve as a guiding compass for the university in the crazy cultural climate we find ourselves in. In an age characterized by closing minds and intellectual and moral chaos, these objectives direct the implementation of CCU's long-established mission and vision. They also provide context for our first priority, that is, an enduring commitment to Jesus Christ and His kingdom. It's been said that if you embrace bad ideas, at some time in the future, you're bound to attend a banquet of consequences. That seems to be happening in the world of education right now. But the way to turn things around is not to run away from the things that bring life, but to return to them. Ad fontes is a little Latin phrase that was a motto during the Protestant Reformation. The phrase simply means back to the sources, or back to the pools which first brought refreshment and life. Colorado Christian University, with its strategic objectives, is one of those schools concerned not just about academic excellence, and it is concerned about that, but it also cares about academic faithfulness, chiefly faithful to Christ, His gospel, and the Bible, the pools that gave us life. Contrary to what some may have told you, this doesn't stifle education, but rather brings it vitality, because as the Bible repeatedly says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of RTS Orlando.